Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is Lafayette Mayor Tony Rozworski. So I want to kind of start by just asking what kind of reactions you might have to yesterday's primary election and some of the results that we're seeing.
Well, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of surprises, at least from my end. I mean, I think for me, the biggest surprise to mine would be the Sharon Nagel's race. That one was a surprise to me, but most of the others were pretty close, pretty along the lines of what I thought would probably happen. I think probably the biggest story too is just how low the turnout actually was. That's the one thing that I thought would be higher and did catch me off guard a little bit. I thought the turnout would be larger than it was with, the contested the governor's race and then lots of county council positions contested and the commissioner's race contested. So I was a little bit surprised, you know, that the turnout wasn't any larger than it was.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up Republican Sharon Nagel, who is a representative of the 13th House District. She's kind of been a fixture up here, during the LEAP pipeline discussions, and I know has been a part of, trying to push some of that stuff through the legislature. Do you have a response or a reaction to her loss? And, what does that mean or what might that mean for the future of, legislation interested in kind of the LEAP pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the numbers, she actually won Tippecanoe County. She did win Tippecanoe County and a couple of the other counties and lost kind of large in a couple of the more rural counties. So, like I said, that was surprising to me. I've always worked well with her. I thought she did a good job. She was very astute on the issues and always did her homework. And so, that was surprising. I'm not sure what the, reasoning was with maybe some of the voters in the more rural areas. Like I said, the last numbers I saw, she actually won here in Tippecanoe County. So it's just sometimes you don't know, but, the voters made their decision. But, certainly will. She did bring a lot to the LEAP pipeline discussion. She was trying to work to get legislation through. She was responsive to taking back our concerns. And so we'll have to get, after the general election, we'll have to work to get whoever wins that, up and running and try to get them engaged quickly as we continue down this, very important path of working through this pipeline process.
I'm going to pivot here, and I want to ask you about the potential that a block of the city will be open up for carryout drinks. The city council is looking at this. Residents could grab a drink at a bar in the kind of main street area and walk out into kind of a designated location of the city. Talk to me about this idea and how close are we to this?
Well, it got brought to us by some downtown business owners that had seen some districts like this up in Michigan, actually, and felt like there might be some potential for here in the community. And so they kind of pitched the idea to us, and we needed to think about that for a little bit and kind of mull it over. But after we did, we thought, that might not be a bad idea. There seemed like there's some could be some upsides to it. We want to start small. So as this area is really just a, kind of a one block area up on Upper Main, we are certainly open to expanding it, and we can easily expand it if it's contiguous. So we've got the opportunity. But, it allows you to, like you said, you can be eating someplace, you could get a drink, you could actually walk outside. You have to stay in that one block area, because we have an area up there right there at 11th and Main. Was really kind of put in for a bus stop, but never really became a bus pull-off area. Got a piece of public art up there, and thought, we've been thinking for years, how can we activate that space? How can we try to get that, you know, some music in there, some other things that, you know, it would be of interest to people? Well, creating this thing allows you to get a drink. Now it has to be in a special cup, non-breakable, special color, the different things that would give people a chance to, you know, maybe while they're waiting for their table, you know, there's a line, they wait to get in, or different things to walk up there, sit down, converse with people. Maybe we could have some live music going, you know, so it's just kind of a way to build that, the social piece of it and get people engaged. And so, yeah, we're interested. We're going to have some meetings once we get this going. So we're starting off slow, but we are very open to the idea of it continuing to expand this if all goes well.
Yeah. Maybe lastly here, I saw that City Bus has announced it's ending free fare for Purdue students and faculty who travel off of campus. The university has responded to the announcement by saying it will try to find a continued affordable option. I know that you are maybe not directly involved with this, but do you have any perspective on what's going on here?
Well, I mean, you know, I know that those kind of discussions are always challenging, but City Bus is, you know, and I do appoint two people to the board, so I have information. I mean, they are facing some financial challenges, you know, and they're going to have to find ways to generate revenue to allow them to continue all the services that they do. And they do a tremendous job, and they serve a lot of people. And so they're going to have to find ways to stay financially, you know, viable. It is hard to do things for free. And I know Purdue wants to be a good partner, but they also want good value for what they're getting, and to be financially responsible also. So it's my hope that the two groups working together, you know, can come to resolve that situation and come up with an amount and a way to do that that's fair and keep it all going, because, you know, we've got to provide service on both sides of the river. We have different types of clientele that use it for different reasons, and you know, with fuel prices and prices of paying your employees and paying their insurance, and, you know, City Bus's expenses go up, you know, I think sometimes people might lose sight, just the general public might lose sight of what it actually takes to keep a bus system of that size going every day. And so, you know, these are just, they're never fun, but these are, you know, community discussions that need to take place.
That's our time for today. Mayor Rozworski, thanks for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.